This process will work whether or not there actually is a longing or desire or craving arising in this moment or not. It's still effective. And it is particularly effective when there is that sense of something being lacking or missing, therefore longed for. So take a moment and just check in with yourself. And this is an invitation to check in at the level of sensing, feeling, experiencing, not through thought. This thought is always kind of a secondhand reality. So come into the experience of you, of your body, your being in this moment. Kind of just be curious and open and notice if there is any sense that something is lacking, if there's any desire or craving or longing. And if you encounter anything like that, notice that there may be, usually is, some kind of resistance to this. It's like something is trying to avoid feeling this because the mind misinterprets it as a problem, as something uncomfortable to be avoided. But in this moment, the invitation is to try another way. Be curious and wonder, what other purpose might this have? And this really applies to anything that arises in the internal space. So just feeling warmly curious, open, meeting whatever's here. And if something seems lacking, just be curious. Move closer to this feeling, this longing. Give it a little space and warmth. And one thing that can also work is to just very gently drop a question inside and then immediately step out of words again. And a question that may be helpful, although feel free to come up with one of your own, what I find oftentimes effective is to ask, what am I really longing for? So you ask the question and immediately just be quiet and listen and feel. And you may need to ask the question a few times. Sometimes you can start with the question, what am I really longing for? And maybe you get an answer. And then you can ask, if you don't feel you've quite gotten to the bottom of it, what would that lead me to? So what we want to actually get to is the underlying desire is always for something that can be felt and experienced at the more subtle level of energy and sensation. It's a feeling state that's actually being longed for, not an external object. So you can ask, what am I longing for? Pause and listen, and then when something comes, what would that give me? And when you get to something that's a feeling quality, a quality at the level of being and sensation, so, for example, it could be the longing is for companionship, and what that will give you is a sense of comfort. Whatever that quality is you come to, now look to see, experientially, not using the mind, look to see where that might be present right now. So, for example, if it is comfort, begin to notice whatever surface you're sitting upon. See if you can find any comfort in that. Perhaps it's a soft pillow or a nice firm chair that supports you. And begin to notice the wonderful steady rhythm of your heartbeat. It's so reliable. And there's a comfort to that steady rhythm. And if what you were longing for is peace, just notice the movement of the breath. When we just let it happen, it's such a peaceful, harmonious rhythm. And at the end of each breath, there's a little pause. And in that pause, you can encounter perfect peace, stillness. And also, see if you can sense the aliveness present in your body, in your feet. If you place attention in the soles of your feet, you can feel, after a moment, energy. There's a dance of life. So if you were looking for companionship, you are in a beautiful relationship with life right now. It's dancing in your cells. And you can feel that in the soles of your feet, perhaps in the tips of your fingers. At the roof of your mouth. If you're longing for more aliveness, here it is. So allowing yourself to luxuriate in this aliveness in the body, the peace and harmony in the breath, the steadiness of the heartbeat. And whatever else is available to you in this moment, it may be the joy of hearing birds singing, the delight of feeling the sun on your face. Really let yourself experience this fully and deeply without moving away to the mind's idea of what would bring fulfillment and contentment. Instead, just experiencing it here and now. It's like soaking in a warm tub. It takes a few moments for it to really relax everything. So continue to bask in this moment, all that the present moment is offering, many sensations, the very fact of being itself, which can be felt, and all of the appearances of life. Everything we need is here now for this moment. So enjoy this, luxuriate in it. And after a few moments, return to normal waking consciousness and see if you can keep, though, this connection to this internal peace and comfort and fullness that is always here.